Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Cubani Sports League Podcast, Season 11, Episode Number 256 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by three special guests. We have the 2002 KSL champion, Brian Chatit. We have Mr. Doug Hahn. And we have the biggest douchebag in the league, also the 06 and 11 champion, No Bulge. All right, let's get into week one results. Aaron over Doug, Kevin over Andrew, Ochi over Brian, Oberg over Snyder, Nage over Tybo, and Palmer over Pate. Game of the week goes to Doug. Who?
I would go with your game versus Dave.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Who's the chef? Nage.
Kevin.
I play Kevin.
Kevin, sorry.
All right. Brian, what's your game of the week?
Same. I like that one. It was a really close one all the way to the end.
Aaron, game of the week?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what the mess up part is? I still haven't seen the score. I just know I lost.
Doesn't matter. You lose.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's by 0.01. I still lost. And I'll have to agree with you. So the total game is going to have to go to Ochi over Brian. Doug, what do you think?
What?
I would have said Joe and Oberg.
Yeah, they were the two lowest scoring. In fact, Oberg scored the second lowest points that week. Oberg dugged Joe. That's
so,
what happened.
So basically, in power rankings, he's still 1-11.
Basically, yes.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So week two, we have Tybo versus Kevin, Snyder versus Doug, Brian versus Nanigay, Ochi versus Palmer, myself versus Dave Pate, Aaron versus Oberg. So Brian, what is going to be the game of the week?
Tybo, wait, where the hell's he at? Ochi and Palmer. That's my pick.
Ochi and Palmer? Aaron, what do you think?
Or yeah, the Patriots.
I really hate to say it, but that's right. I never thought. You asked me back in 08, am I ever going to pick Ochi for game of the week ever anywhere in the history of KSL? I would have said no. I'm picking him right now.
Doug?
Same.
I have to agree with you guys. Toll Bowl game of the week goes to who, Aaron?
I hate to do this, but Doug, you and Snyder.
Yep.
That's total game of the week.
That's completely agree.
Brian, what do you think about that?
I've got two teams. Whatever game that I'm in, and then Doug and Snyder.
Okay. And Doug nominated himself for that, too, which is awesome. So who this week is going to get – who's most likely to get password is Taco, Brian?
Yeah, probably me.
Okay. Doug, what do you think about that?
I'll agree, Brian.
He's going to get passwords Taco. Aaron.
I actually think I might. I mean, we already saw the Thursday night game, and so we saw what a couple of my guys did. So I think I'm going to get passworded as Taco.
I'm going to say Tybo is going to get passwords Taco actually this week.
So he's projected to lose, though. So, you know.
Still, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So let's move on to KSL news this week. So Fred Jackson is down. Does this hurt Oberg's chance? Doug, what do you think?
Of course it does. Anytime you lose a top running back like that, you're going to have a hard time winning.
Yeah. What do you think about this, Brian? Do you think that he may be done this year?
I don't know. At least for 4 or 5 weeks. Anyway, I offered him a good running back, and he turned it down. And then I offered that same running back to you, and you still haven't accepted.
You said AP for Marshall straight up. I need some draft picks or something with that.
Well, you know how to you know how to send that trade right back
in
a different form?
I haven't been able to use my computer in almost a week. It sucks. I'm laying on my back staring at the ceiling for a week. It sucks.
Use your telephone.
Mm-hmm. I can't telephone that stuff in.
Yeah, you can. You can use your telephone. You got a touchpad. I mean, come on. You have so many devices.
You mean my cell phone?
Yeah. You can use your cell phone. You can use your tablet. You can use your Xbox to do this stuff.
It's tough. I'm in a lot of pain. They gave me everything, dude. They gave me freaking Vicodin, Percocet. I'm on Tramadol now. None of it's getting rid of the pain. It fucking hurts.
I got tranquilizers, and I'm thinking about sending them your way.
Well, if it's animal tranquilizer, I'm pretty much ready to take that. I got a morphine. What?
Morphine will work right down on the leg.
Well, I was told that maybe I could. They might give me a shot. I was like, no, thank you. Like, there's a point where I'm just like, I'm done. And this is kind of like, I'm done right now. I just have to deal with the pain.
So, Andy, with Forte being down, do you think that hurts my chances then to take my division?
Do you have Michael Bush handcuffed?
No, actually, Tybo has Bush.
Well, Tybo, screw this up anyways.
Yeah, he'll probably drop him on accident like he did CJ Spiller last year. Championship!
Yeah, I don't know. Doug, do you think this is going to hurt Aaron's chances?
Actually, I think Aaron has a great bench player in hold on, let me get to him.
Alfred Morris?
Alfred Morris, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
He was somebody that I didn't really even look at, and then all of a sudden last week had a hell of a game. I think that's somebody you can put in there, and he's going to be a good pickup this year.
All right. I think so, too. I think it's going to help Aaron out a lot. So let's move on to survival and pick 'em news. Brian, who is in the lead?
For pick 'em?
Yeah.
I don't know. Palmer?
Palmer's in the lead right now. Do you think that he got lucky, or was this just he knew what he's doing?
I think he got lucky. He was on vacation. So he probably went check down the list on ABCD, you know, type of thing, and went on vacation.
ACDC? Aaron, what do you think?
I got to hand it to him. I mean, he's in the clear lead right now. He actually was in the lead by two, but last night, of course, with the Bears game, Nanagay picked the Packers to win, and he got that right. So it's, Palmer's in the clear lead, but we got 15, 16 more weeks left of the regular season. So anything can happen.
Yes, anything can happen. And speaking of anything that can happen, make sure you use the coupon code Section8686, and you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages at HostGator.com.
I thought that you were done with that.
Yep. So everyone survived in week one, by the way. I got to give everyone credit. Even though Doug's still upset about which team winning?
Detroit.
Thank you, Detroit, for winning. Otherwise, I would have been knocked out. Who'd you pick this week, Doug?
This week I think I went with New England.
I went with New England too. Brian, who'd you go with?
I think New England, but I'm not sure.
Aaron, who'd you go with?
I went with the Redskins because I wanted to get them out early.
Ah. Like you?
Yeah, I wanted them to come out.
Oh, okay.
So in the closet.
Yeah. No, the closet, yeah.
Yeah, I was told that you decided to walk back in your closet because it's a walk-in.
Dude, it's so roomy in here.
It's so roomy. There's a TV now. I just need a sloth basket and my pee corner, and it should be okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just say yes. Just say yes. Yes. Consent.
Did Ochi go with New England again?
No, actually, he forgot to do it.
He tried. Yeah, so he's out week two already.
So yeah, so he's the first one. He's the first one out, and it would be interesting to see if I should have asked him who he's going to pick, because if it was someone and they end up losing anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But, oh, well. So who do you think is going to win Pick'em this year, Doug?
Me.
All right. Whoa.
look, Doug, that upset a lot of people there.
Yeah, someone's pissed now.
Yeah.
So NFL news, Aaron, what do we got?
So let's talk the Bears. I mean, obviously week one, the Bears did really well, and they won against the Colts. Well, actually, I mean, they're not a horrible team, but we need to talk about last night, Andy. And we need to talk about what happened with the Bears against the Packers for week two.
I don't know, dude.
Doug, what did you see in that game?
What I saw in the game, I only was able to watch the first half before I had to go into work, but it was absolutely horrible on the offense. Cutler got no time to set himself. The wide receivers didn't get open. They were overconfident when they went in there. The other thing was they didn't take any lessons from the 49ers game, and the fact that the 49ers ran the ball all over the Packers. You would think that the Bears would try to do the same thing, but they said, no, we're better than that, and you know, apparently they're not.
Yeah, we're going to decide that we're going to pass. Okay, you're going to pass after they just had their asses handed to them running.
You have Bush and Forte. Why don't you push those two guys? Have them rush. But no, you decide not to. All right, first and 10. All right, we get 9 yards. Okay, now let's go for two deep passes. No, why don't you get the first down, dummy? And just keep pounding it. But
and it was a combination of Jamarcus Webb can't stop Clay Matthews, and then the coverage was just so good that, there was no time for the times that Marcus or Webb did get some good blocks on Clay. He finally got around him, and then with Zach Cutler.
Did you notice that they started changing what Bush started doing? They actually started sending him out because they'd have him do a chip and then go out so he'd be covered by a linebacker, and if it wasn't there deep, you had the dump off. But I think the other problem right now is with our team is that it shows, and I said this earlier, we don't have a tight end. We do not. There's no tight end on our team. Kellen Davis is not a tight end. He's a horrible, horrible wide receiver. But whatever.
Yeah, no, and with Doug's point, I mean, Webb, just like he was a statue. And to see Clay Matthews overpower him that much, it says, okay, this matchup is not working. You need to fix it. And you would see Bush go and he would try to block him too. And it's like, look, you have to do that every time. Like on the interception throw that Cutler had when he threw into cover two or when he threw into a double coverage. If you look on that play, he has two people to throw to. Two people who are both double covered. Like, what is he supposed to do with that? And it just goes to show why you need that left tackle and that left guard to be all-stars, because they need to protect him. And, you know, I know a lot of people are giving Cutler a lot of slack saying that, well, he needs to be a better leader. And I agree with that. But there are certain things that you can't stop from happening. Cutler is a great quarterback, and he is a top-tier quarterback if you give him the opportunity to be. But right now, against the Packers, he didn't have that opportunity. And hopefully against the Rams, he'll have a better shot.
They better beat the crap out of the Rams. Hey, wait, is that Sunday night game, too?
Maybe.
No.
I think so. Okay.
Is someone... What the heck is... Oh, Aaron's drinking water, I bet. I was like, what the hell's that noise?
I was chugging Ascock.
Well, knowing you, that wouldn't surprise me.
Look, you got to make a living. All
see,
right.
Look, Colton's pissed.
Yeah.
Even Colt's pissed. So, Brian, what'd you think of the game?
I don't know what to say to it. The O-line needs some help. Maybe they should just lose all of their games and get a left tackle in the draft. Oh, wait, they've tried that.
That's right, they have, and they failed miserably.
So. I don't know. Well, they need a line.
I know, they do.
That's the difference between San Francisco and Chicago.
Yes, definitely. So let's go ahead and call it quits this week. Of course, I want to thank everyone for playing in the league. Make sure you use the coupon code Section 86 if you decide to get web hosting. and for Doug Hahn, Brian Chateed, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and we will see you on the gridiron. Anything else you want to add, Aaron?
Hey, Andy.
What, Aaron?
Are you going to win this week?
Fuck you. Of course I'm gonna win. I win sometimes.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.